President John Mahama has been commended by the European Union for his show of commitment and austerity as ECOWAS chair. The head of the European Union in Ghana, Claude Martin, gave the commendation when he called at the Flagstaff House to bid farewell to the president as he ends his duty tour. Ambassador Martin said Europe is pleased with President Mahama's efforts to ensure that peace and stability returns to some troubled regions. The European Union has supported Ghana's economic development in many sectors. Pascalina Dadivo reports.
Ambassador Claude Martin leaves the country after close to a four-year tenure. Even though his duty tour looks short, Ambassador Martin says he leaves a fulfilled man as the period has been successful. Ghana and the EU have had pleasant relations since 1976, and the country has received support in the areas of trade, health, and infrastructure development. The European Union also supported Ghana's budget with about 1 billion Ghana cedis for the period 2008 to 2013. At Flagstaff House, Ambassador Martin espoused Ghana's reputable image globally. He noted that Ghana has good economic perspective in spite of the short-term challenges, but he is confident government will put in place strong economic management systems that will see recovery soon. On President Mahama's stewardship as ECOWAS chair, Ambassador Martin said his leadership style has been exemplary so far. He was particularly happy with efforts to return peace to troubled Mali and Guinea-Bissau, and also ECOWAS's adoption of the Economic Partnership Agreement, EPA. He said as Ghana desires to move from a lower middle income to a full middle income status, there is a need for her to integrate her market both within the sub-region and globally.
I would like to say that under your leadership, you have taken the chair of ECOWAS, and in a few months' time, you have shown that Ghana, under your presidency, has been extremely active to promote peace and stability in the region. The last summit has been extremely positive with the decision taken on Mali and Guinea-Bissau. And I would like also to say that Europe is very pleased that under your leadership, ECOWAS has decided on the Regional Economic Partnership Agreement to be...
President Mahama said ECOWAS is also pleased with Europe's assistance to peacekeeping in the sub-region. He said the last ECOWAS session in Accra was successful as Nigeria is now cooperating with Cameroon and Chad to find solutions to terrorism in northern Nigeria. Currently, Cameroon and Chad are providing 2,000 troops to Nigeria to fight the scourge of Boko Haram on the economy. President Mahama said government is working on a fiscal consolidation policy that will stabilize the macroeconomic environment in the short term.
We have a very robust economy, and even though we're going through some temporary challenges, like you said, our midterm prospects are very good. I'm chairing the Strategic Advisory Committee, which is working on the policy alternatives that Ghana needs to implement in the short term in order to overcome the challenges that we face.
Also at Flagstaff House, where high school students from Japan on a cultural exchange program, the team was led by the Japanese ambassador to Ghana, Naito Nikai. The students, who will be in the country for 10 days, were received by the Chief of Staff, Prosper Bunny, on behalf of President John Mahama.